Hey guys, welcome back to the studios here at Center Target Firearms and Indoor Range. I'm Brett. This is Ben. You recognize him from his YouTube channel, Golden Web. Check it out. Subscribe, like it. A lot of great information over there. He's a youngin, but he knows about it. It's great to watch his channel. I watch it all the time and subscribe to it. I love it. Ben, we've had some fun with this thing in front of us today.
We sure have. This one here is the KGM Technologies Integral Suppressed AR-15. We have about about 8-inch suppressor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, about 8-inch. Here's the back of it right here. You see the tip. So, I mean, yeah, about 8 inches.
Yes. So this thing integrally suppressed, what that means is that the actual suppressor, it rides inside of the firearms rails or the handguard. Your actual barrel threads end about around here. And the rest of this is nothing but a suppressor. And what that helps is that you've got that short barrel, that long suppressor on it, so you can actually get a full-length rifle with it. So if you need to clear whatever else, you've got good control of it. And from what I can tell, that's where they was coming from with this design here.
Now, we're going to show some shooting footage of this. We had some fun a little while ago. We had it smoking. It was hot. But it was a fun time back there on the range. And, Ben, one thing about this thing, I mean, it runs smooth. That upper, you know, the upper on it, it was just comfortable. I know I had to move my hand back a little bit after I shot it. I was the second one shot it, so I had to move my hand back a little bit. But it shot real well, and, you know, the suppressor works wonders.
Oh, yeah, and something else as well, if you plan on shooting this anytime, because it's actually for rent at Center Target Indoor Firearms and Range for anybody that wants to swing by and check it out. But if you want to rent this gun, I'd advise to bring probably a glove or two with you, because after we shot about 60 rounds down it, I went to pick it up and I actually burned myself a little bit on it, because that suppressor gets hot and that rail gets hot right with that suppressor. But this thing here, talking about the recoil on it, which is something that blew me away. I didn't even notice it at first, but the suppressor up here has actually got multiple cutouts here on the front that actually acts as a muzzle device itself, which I thought was very interesting. I've only shot a few suppressors here and there, but this one here itself with that muzzle device type of end on it kept the gun to where literally as quick as you could pull that trigger is as quick as the gun would go off. I mean, and it stayed right where you was aiming. There was no up, no down, left, nor right to it. And it felt really amazing.
This was super to shoot. And, you know, I like that it's got a full-length rail on it.
Yep.
So you can, you know, your optics, you know, one thing I don't like about some uppers, you know, they have piece here, then piece here. You got all this wasted space, empty space, but this got full rail all the way from tip to back, and just really good. I mean, the recoil on it with that suppressor, and like Ben said, you know, the openings there, no recoil.
No recoil.
It's
5.56,
and I'm bringing my my IWI Zion in shoot later, and I'm going to tell a big difference from that to this with the recoil just because of this right here.
Right, I mean, and just like he was saying, that recoil impulse with a 5.56, it's not that bad anyway.
No.
You can get some lighter carbines and stuff like that with, like, say, H1 buffer, just normal H buffer that does have a little bit of recoil to it. But with this thing right here, it's perfectly set up. I'm thinking it's probably having an H3 buffer in it or an H2, and it was just running perfect. As soon as, like I said, you pull that trigger, it doesn't move. It's almost like shooting a 22. To be honest with you.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, everything about this I like. We put on the lower there, but it's super, super nice to shoot the recoil. Now, anybody who watches Ben channel, you know he's got to have something, a con. So what do you think?
The only con that I could see is just the heat off that suppressor inside of the muzzle. Because if you wanted to, you could slide your hand back a little bit. That heat will eventually transfer back there and into the rifle and dissipate, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Normally, just like heat does in anything else. But that was the only big con that I've really seen on it was how, you know, that suppressor, which that's any suppressor. It's not just the KGM suppressor. All suppressors will get hot, especially shooting high-powered rifles such as a 5.56. But that's just the only con that I've seen is that if you don't watch up what you're doing up there, you're going to get burnt like I did a little bit today. But
it does.
As long as you prepare for it, you're fine. The actual gas coming back on you wasn't bad at all either. A few times I shot it, got a little bit watery-eyed. I probably should have had my glasses on, forgot to throw them on, though, so that's on me. But the way it was set up, one of the guys that's here actually was teaching me a little bit about it, and they have drilled out a small hole here on the rear of the charging handle. So whenever that gas comes back through the gas tube, reciprocates a bolt carrier group, the gas that is traveling out travels out to the side and it throws it to the right-hand side. I was doing a little bit of a drill, like a if you got it high ready and you need to engage somebody, you bring it down. And that's whenever I felt the most, because the ejection port was straight up and it come right back into my face, which I wasn't putting two and two together at the point being. But, you know, just going through some trainings that I had done before in the past, and that was probably whenever it hit me the most. But besides that, just straight up shooting it, I was fine with it every time. Just from a low ready, bring it up, I never seen no problem with it at all. Yeah,
Robert Andy did a great job with that. That was really smart for that. But it's great. Yeah, I'm like Ben. It got hot. I mean, if you watch, when you watch a video, you watch me move my hand back, and it was smoking. But by the time I got it, because Ben run it hard, and by the time I got it, it was already warm, but it was okay to wrap my hand around here. But then, if you watch the video, you'll see me pull my hand back. But when I got done, man, it was smoking.
Yes.
It was smoking like a chimney on a warm or a cold winter's night, and it was it's just fun.
Yeah, and also as well, talking about just reliability, we had no failures at all.
No.
Nothing along them lines. Ejection pattern was perfect at that 3 o'clock. I mean, it was throwing it right where you needed it to. Really great ejection. It was throwing it across the room, which is fine as well. Wasn't overgassed, wasn't undergassed. I mean, this setup here was really about as perfect as you would want one to be in this type of configuration.
Yeah, so guys, on by and check it out. It's here to rent on the range.
And you will have fun.
You will. You'll have a ball with it. So just come on, have some fun with it. And if the range officers back there, if you have any help, they'll help you with it, explain something. If you have any questions, they'll explain to you, or some of the guys here will. So come on by and check it out here on the range. And check out Ben's channel, Golden Web, on YouTube. Really, really popular channel. Get a lot of information, got a lot of great reviews, and we're just blessed he's with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
And we look forward to it, buddy. Yes. And it's always fun. But come on by Center Target Firearms and Indoor Range. Check out our Range Rentals, where you can find this baby right here, along with a lot of other firearms back there. Check out our Range Memberships, where you can, if you shoot more than once a month, guys, I'm telling you, it's better to get a membership, and you will be happy with it. Check out our Facebook page and our shootcentertarget.com webpage for all of our classes, all the things we have to offer you. And we'll go to the range and show that footage. We'll see you next week. Like and subscribe for us.
See you guys.